Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Brazoria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the 6th day of September 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 71 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're expecting a high of 82 degrees today, and it's socked in the smoke again. It's hard to breathe. Waiting on the goddamn nasty-ass winter to put the fires out so you can breathe cold air, I guess is how you put it. That being said, cop caught on horrifying video beating a 16-year-old girl with shackles. No charges. Well, there's a freaking surprise. We'll get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty, before we step into the police state here, I'm reading yesterday's comments. I realized I failed to finish the thought. We were talking about if I had got $400 million, and I said that I knew trenchers I trust across this country, which I do, and we would go to the tent cities and the homeless camps where our people have been exiled to the American nationals who own this goddamn country. But what we'd be bringing, we'd be bringing semi-loads of food, not just semi-loads of food. We'd also be bringing a transceiver for each and every tent city or every community that's out there in the middle of nowhere that nobody cares about, and the transceiver radios, and we'd be teaching those people the Bill of Rights. We'd be teaching them what happened to them and how it happened and who done it. And once they learned these things, which many of them already do, we're a resilient people. We've worked our way out of this, and many are already armed to the teeth and ready to do the battle that needs to be done. But the rest we teach. And you know, I know that people are going to say, that, you know, the junkies and all that, well, they would just have to be pushed aside. I'm sorry. You're weak. But the people that have, you know, stood, in, you know, that have kids and have had to, deal with it and have stood, you know, had a backbone and stood to do it, they would learn that Bill of Rights. And the only thing they would have to do is just swear an oath that they will fight to restore that Bill of Rights as the absolute law of this country, and then I would arm them. I would arm them and start across this country, arming them. There's 100 million of them out there. That's where the 40 million are, people. And I would, and I'll tell you, you wouldn't get a whole long ways before they started coming after you. I mean, I got to believe in each of these big settlements stuff, you're going to find veterans who know how to, the art of war. And you'd be leaving videos and pamphlets and train. Because there's nobody out there for us. And that's what I would do with my 400 million. I just wanted to get that straight. It'd be for our people. You know, the American national. It don't matter if you're a Christian. Don't matter if you're black, white, purple, pink, or orange. American nationals. That's who it'd be for. Cop caught on horrifying video beating 16-year-old girl, and this is why we got to do it. With shackles, no charges. And of course, there ain't going to be no charges against this son of a bitch. And this is a corporate, an international corporate mafia thug working for a union that did this to this girl. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A New Orleans police officer, but he can't even exist. He is not working. This is not no one working for any common law court because there are no common law courts. This is just a fucking thug with a gun working with a group of thugs, a collective of thugs with guns, and a permission from the corporate controllers to beat, rape, maim, kill, do whatever they please to the plebes, the coolies, the peons, the goyim. A New Orleans police officer who was fired from the department for beating a 16-year-old girl with shackles was given 40 days of back pay after his lawyer argued that he was owed money from the paid vacation he received in punishment for his act of violence. Soundly was caught on surveillance video striking the young woman multiple times, and even the review board investigating the case admitted. See, it was a review board. This woman didn't go down. She didn't get to go down to the common law court and file her affidavits against this son of a bitch that attacked her, that committed assault on her. The review board. You see, that's what the communists have. They have committees and boards and review boards. And this is just a review board for the union. And this is the worst this son of a bitch faces for beating this goddamn, if it was my daughter, I think there'd be something a little extra as soon as I could get close enough that son of a bitch to deliver it. Was caught on surveillance video multiple times. Based upon, and even the review board investigating the case admitted that it was an extreme use of force. I mean, just like use of force. No, it was a brutal fucking attack on a 16-year-old girl, you fucking coward. Based upon a review of the record before us, the commission agrees that, Sonnenlies, use of force was a major disciplinary infraction. Ooh, it was, so what would be an assault and battery for you and me, 10 years in prison was a disciplinary infraction. And represented a dramatic violation of the use of force guidelines established by NOPD, that's New Orleans Police Department Incorporated. You understand? That operating completely outside of any law that applies to the people of this country as a foreign fucking force, that is a foreign soldier. And he beat her Bill of Rights out of her. The initial ruling stated, however, soundly, is apparently still entitled to the salary he would have received while he was suspended during the investigation. The officer should, by all means, be facing assault and battery charges at the very least, but no charges were filed against him in the case. Because you know why? Because only that DA, that the leader, the kingpin of these corporate gangs, that's the only one that can file charges. You can't do it anymore. What wasn't one of your rights as an American national, which you held exclusively apart from the government? Now that government official, he decides. The head of the gang, he decides. Established ruling where we no charges were filed against him in the case. The incident occurred September 23, 2014, when a 16-year-old girl was arrested for robbery and resisting arrest. She was booked at the Youth Study Center, where she was processed by Soundly, or whatever his name is. I've tried to misspell my name, too. While Sunley was putting the teen in her cell, he said she began to resist and demand to be let out, a 16-year-old girl. Sunley then grabbed a set of metal shackles and began striking the girl until other officers rushed into the cell to help restrain the teen. No, to stop a fucking murder. I mean, I can see this going down right in front of my own eyes without video. He went to hitting me. Where his handcuff is in my chest. I was crying because he had slammed me on the ground and he had hit me on my hip, on my lip, I'm sorry, and my face and stuff on the bench, the girl later told investigators. Shortly after the attack, Soundly received an unpaid 38-day suspension while the case was being reviewed and was subsequently terminated when it was ruled that he did use excessive force in the attack. And I guarantee you this dirty son of a bitch just went over to another police department and he's making even more money because they want these sons of bitches out on the goddamn streets. This is what they want. They want the fear of them in you. Yet investigators also noted that Sunley lied about the circumstances that led up to the attack. It doesn't matter. They're beyond the common law. They're beyond the reach of the people's jurisdiction. We're, like I tell you people every day, we're goddamn slaves. They can do, we're property. They can do anything they want to us. And the only recourse is for us to grow a backbone, stick that goddamn pistol in your belt or in your holster or wherever. And when they come at you, kill them. Sumley said that the teen was hurling profanity-laden insults at the officer. Oh, this 16-year-old girl hurling insults at the officers. Oh, well, then, goddamn. Well, somewhere in the Bill of Rights has to say that an illegal policing force that cannot exist can beat the hell out of a 16-year-old girl if she opens her mouth. I mean, you're supposed to go up and just lick their shoes. I mean, people have been beaten on the side of the road for failing to comply with an illegal force, with an illegal invader in your goddamn country, a person who cannot, has no authority, who is no more than a common thug, period. Somebody said the teen was hurling profanity-laden insults at the officers and causing a commotion, oh my goodness, in the prison. However, surveillance recordings contradicted these claims and showed the girl being mostly quiet and passively resistant. Still, even if the girl did say unkind things to the officer, she still has freedom of speech, even while in chains, and insults or profanity are not things that should justify violent restraint. Oh, yeah, they are in a police state. In a totalitarian communist police state, this is exactly how things are run. In a ruling this week, it was decided that Sullany's right to due process was... Sullany, the cop, his right to due process was violated by the department. And that it's because he's entitled to a goddamn administrative hearing. He didn't get to go up there and get all of his buddies to come up and lie for him. And there was no process for this. What about the process for that girl? She received a beating, an assaulted beating. Where was her due process of the law before that punishment was administered? According to a section of the state's constitution known as the Police Officer's Bill of Rights, that right there is flat-ass treason right in your fucking face. There can be no Police Officer's Bill of Rights. There can be no police officers. There can only be officers of the common law court that serve the papers of the court and enforce the orders of the court and only in the common law. The police officers, but they got a Bill of Rights, and this is what has replaced your Bill of Rights. The state is obligated to pay the salaries of officers who have been accused of misconduct. Well, of course you are. Otherwise, you might discourage them You know, it's just like when they get sued. That cop doesn't have to pay a goddamn nickel. All the taxpayers around the county, that they're the ones that pay the settlements on the civil suits. I mean, Trump, he had all them sheriffs up there praising them. Oh, yeah, you guys are doing a great job. Go out to beat the hell up. Beat them bastards down. Beat those goddamn American nationals down until they understand this isn't their country and they have no Bill of Rights. There's no dispute that the NOPD issued such discipline without providing Sully with the opportunity to retain counsel, attend the pre-disciplinary hearing, or introduce evidence and testimony on his behalf. The ruling said, well, what about her right to file a criminal charge of assault against this son of a bitch as a one American national, not as Officer Solini or whatever in the hell his name is, but as what John Tim Fred Solini, whoever in the hell he is, and to fill out her affidavits. What about her right to due process of the law, her right to justice? Not you plebes, not you coolies, not you peons. You don't work for no union. You're not a part of the corp. Tyler Gamble, a police department spokesman, said that investigators determined there was not enough probable cause that a crime was committed. Fucking ignoring video evidence of the crime taking place, just like Kelly Thomas. The guy sits there, gets out a rubber glove. I'm gonna fuck you up. Walks over and beats him. Then some more of them come over and beat him. He's handcuffed, sitting on the goddamn sidewalk. Beat him, until they beat the man to death. But you know what? There was no crime committed there either. Because they can commit no crimes. Because you'd have to have the status as a human being for there to be a crime to be committed against you. And your status is a property. The most they could have gotten you is if for some kind of property damage. That's why these things always end up in the civil judgment. Because that's all you can get. You can get no judgment. You can't. It was absolutely established. The people who, even the Federalists, agreed because that Bill of Rights was there and it was forced on him by gunpoint, that the right to prosecute belongs solely to the people. The government never had authority to prosecute anyone outside its own institutions, outside of the admiralty. The whole government is military. That's why the Washington, D.C. is a military citadel. At 10 Mile Square, that was the only place that they had any authority. They could prosecute each other there, but they never... And no state and no municipality ever had the goddamn authority as a agency, as a piece of paper to prosecute any American national. But this is how fucking far it's gone, people. Ignoring the video evidence of the crime taking place. Well, yeah, we see it. Yeah, he beat the hell out of her. But hey, our policies say that's what he's supposed to do. In fact, he's going to go. He'll be in another state, maybe even just a few counties away, and he'll be beating somebody else to hell next week, and that'll be all right too. It's just a damn shame it got caught on camera, so he had to be inconvenienced. But I'm sure that, whether you know, he'll get a bonus for those 38 days of pay that he got. And when I go to jail, you know, and they put me in jail for an accusation, do I keep on getting paid just like everything's groovy? It's like I'm innocent. Do you see what they're doing here? Go ahead.
You can't videotape them. That's why it's illegal. And they have their body cams, but they can turn it off or erase it anytime they want.
Well, of course they can. I guess we understand the situation now, don't we, Charlie? I guess they're only leaving us one fucking option, aren't they? Boom! Justice! Justice, you son of a bitch! You'll never breathe again. You know, whatever happens to me, it doesn't matter because you, motherfucker, just got justice. And there's nobody that could stop it. Not your NOPD, not your goddamn investigating committee, none of these son of a bitches, and no fucking attorney, nobody can stop. Boom! Justice. Justice is served. And that's the only way justice is ever going to be returned to this country. Tyler Gamble, a police department investigators determined there was not enough probable. Fuck you. Imagine if Smully worked for another private company, because all these police departments are private companies. They are incorporated. They have no God. I mean, they have further business. What it is this, the goddamn government knows they can't do this. Oh, so we can contract out for somebody private to go and beat the hell out of you and run the police state force. No, you can't. You never had any such authority, and you cannot transfer an authority you do not have. And you can't contract out your fiduciary responsibilities anyway, you son of a bitch. Worked for another private company, and he was seen on video smashing in the face and body of a child with metal shackles. Would he be entitled to any trial before he was fired or somehow sued or somehow sued to get paid for being suspended? Well, no, he wouldn't, would he? The short answer is no. Also, he would have been immediately arrested, tried, and convicted of assault and battery and child abuse, which is what he did. This is how bad it is, and it's this bad across the board, and you got your Trumpy, your three of clubs there, Joe McNeil, your three of clubs up there patting them on the back, encouraging them onward and upward. That's it. Beat that population down. Get those people in control. You know, and because we got to get them ready to be inducted either by the psychos coming out of the goddamn jails, the communists, or by our own psychos out there who are going to force them to fight and kill each other. However, Sully is part of the thin blue line. I just love that. Well, that explains everything. That makes everything okay. Boom! That's justice. That's the only fucking justice there's going to be until we finish this goddamn fight. What if that had been your daughter? I mean, what about... When I read these things, I wonder about the parents of these children. You did that to my daughter. I don't really give a shit what the... I mean, the rest of my life is meaningless to me if I let that happen to my child and do not fucking do something about it. You do this to my child, I walk up, I will shoot your fucking ass dead. Period. And there ain't nobody can save you from it. I might be dead, but I really don't give a shit. I'd rather be dead and knowing that I got your, and that I got that justice for my child than to have to live knowing I was too big of a fucking coward to do something about it.
Henry?
Yes, sir?
What's the best kind of bullet to go through their body armor, though?
Well, what do you want? What do you want? I mean, like a pistol?
Well, a pistol would be preferred. I mean, yeah, I know a .223 will go through it, but is there any kind of... if I go, I want to make sure I kill one of them. I don't want him to get body armor.
I pack a .44 Magnum, personally. That's what I carry. And I don't know if I've seen it tested against body armor, but my dad used to tell this joke. And, you know, body armor is one thing. I know what a .44 Magnum will do to a goddamn solid brick of cement. My dad used to tell this joke about this guy. He had a couple of horses. He had a mare that was in heat, and he had a little stud colt. He had him separated with the fence. And he'd even went as far as to take a sheet, and he tied like a big diaper around that mare to make sure that colt didn't, because he didn't want him getting to her. Well, they broke the fence, got away. So the guy, he's going down the road, he's trying to catch him, you know, find out what the hell happened to his horses. And he passes a fellow there that was working in his field there, and he said, "Do you happen to see a mare come by here? We had a sheet tied around her ass and a little colt, a chasing her." He said, "No, but I did see a mare come flying by here. Looked like she had a hanky hanging out of her ass." And that's what you're talking about here when you're talking about brute force of a power of a gun. I mean, you put on a bulletproof vest and get hit by a train and see how much good it does you. And then, besides that, if you're shooting a pistol, shoot them in the
FMJ. Is that full metal deadlock? The more expensive bullets are the hollow point, but you wouldn't want that for going through body armor.
Hey, well, it's that freight train effect. If in the first place, you know, any encounter where you're going to use a pistol, I mean, if you've practiced pistol, I've shot pistol all my life. And when I was, I've talked many times about when I was a little young, you know, when I got big enough to shoot, my dad would take us out every weekend. He put a silhouette up and he would say, "Shoot that man." You turn around. And you shoot them in the face. They don't wear body armor on their face. You shoot them in the face. I guarantee you, man, they're done. They're just going to be done. The face is a bad place to get shot. And see, that's one of the things they know, even a shield or something. I mean, forget about it. Yeah, a big cannon like that, a 45, a 44 Magnum, or, you know, something like that. It's just, I guarantee you, even if they live, they ain't going to have a very good life. I know, and the body armor, and when this shit breaks loose, man, I mean, you would think of all the people that have went out here and stuck their goddamn necks out, somebody would have sent me body armor by now. Nobody ever did. We outnumber them, period, people. And if we just start, I mean, body armor, okay, I don't know. My 7mm, it doesn't even think about body armor. I guarantee you that'll shit go through it like butter. I don't care what you're wearing. It's a monster. That's what it's made for. And I understand what you're saying, Charlie. But I goddamn, you know, a 12-gauge shotgun with a slug in it at point blank range. My God, like I said, you put on that vest and go stand in front of a train. It's going to hit so goddamn hard. It's going to turn everything inside it into mush. I've never tested body armor. I've never seen the guns that have been tested against it. I know that, like you say, a 223, because it's moving so fast, it'll go through body armor. I'm sure that any big bore rifle would pretty much go through about any body armor. But hell, even if you got to, you know, shoot their legs off and then walk up and pop them in. I mean, these people, this is an enemy soldier. These people are completely without any authority to be near you. They are coming at you as an aggressor without authority. They are not the officers of any common law court because the courts have been removed. You have no choice. I mean, your choice is to let them do as they will to you. Just let them come up if they want to beat you, violate your Bill of Rights like this girl here. They just want to beat the hell out of you. You're either going to take it from this goddamn thug, and then just like what's here, can he beat you? Well, goddamn right he can. It says right here, I mean, there was no charges filed against him, and I guarantee he's already working somewhere else. He's probably beat a few more people since then. So they are leaving you no other choice. Defend yourself or take it. I mean, it's like walk over to that ditch and bend over or fight. They have called the shots, okay? They have called it. We know that you are, that not even the sheriffs, there can be no officer of the common law courts because the common law courts have been removed. That is the only, by our Bill of Rights, if we're going to have that Bill of Rights, and that's our Bill of Rights, the only one that can approach us is an officer of a common law court. And if the courts don't exist, the officers don't exist, that means whoever's coming at you is an aggressor with a gun, and that's all. And that's just logic. That's just fact. However, suddenly is part of the thin blue line and therefore can beat up little girls and get paid for it. That's it. That thin blue line is enemy, those are enemy soldiers. These are people here. I mean, this is, like I've said before, this is how they talked you into that Constitution. You want an army of people to come in here to be able to do shit like this to you? And you have no rights and take your rights away, your rights to own property, your rights to not be fucking beat on by somebody just because, well, they work for some thug. I mean, this is like back in the days of the robber barons and the union wars with billy clubs and shit, beating people down. Well, the corporations will just, they hired people to drop bombs out of goddamn planes, you know, the biplanes, drop bombs on them. My grandfather was in those goddamn fights. This is, I mean, you look at YouTube, all that, this is what it is. It's these corporate giants. The corporate mafia has taken over. They've told you, you don't have no Bill of Rights. And they keep proving it to you every day with stories like this. When I gotta read this to you. If this can exist, if this can happen, you have no Bill of Rights. That girl was beaten. I mean, look what happened to her. From her state of peace, of mind and body, that she is guaranteed under that Bill of Rights. She was in the first place, I guarantee you, there was no warrant, the correct warrant. There was no affidavits. They just went and snagged her. We got a computer-generated warrant here. It just came out of the printer here. It says I can come and fucking beat your ass down and bring you into this jail. That's not how it works. They have to present you with that warrant. You get to read those goddamn affidavits against you. And when it's everything signed, even if you don't disagree with it, and a peace officer has come there and he knocks on your door and says, sir, and treats you like you, who you are, his goddamn boss. Says, sir, I have a warrant, for your arrest. Here is the warrant. Here are the affidavits. You read them. And as a law abiding, American national, you say, well, yep, everything's in order. And I have no problem answering this. You don't need no handcuffs. Cause I'll get in. I know you, Sheriff. You know me. We'll get in the car. We'll ride down here. We're going to take care of this. And then I go down and I fill out my paperwork and my affidavits of what I say happened. And then it goes over to the grand jury. They call a grand jury. The grand jury investigates. Until then, but no, they're going straight here to, I mean, this woman, she was just brutally attacked. Like that one person talks about in this article. What if you or I did that to somebody? What if you or I did that to somebody? Even if we caught somebody stealing, say you caught a 16-year-old out in your yard stealing. You grab that 16-year-old and beat the hell out of him. You know what? Your ass is going to jail. You're going to be charged with fucking assault. It's like the guy that, you know, there was probably a few weeks ago where the guy comes running out of the store. A guy stole a 6-pack of beer, ran out of the store. A guy comes out and fucking shot him dead. Well, see, there are limits. It is not the death penalty for stealing a goddamn 6-pack of beer. He walked up and executed him over a goddamn 6-pack of beer. But this is the kind of chaos they want loose. And this is what this admiralty, this arbitrary, there's no rules. There's nothing to say in this instance this happens, in this instance this happens. There are no fucking rules. These guys have been unleashed. They're 007, licensed to kill. And they are encouraged to do it because the idea is to put the fear into you so that you will accept the removal of your Bill of Rights. So that you'll accept that they can do anything they want to you. That you are property. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
There was a friend of mine on murder. And the judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty. Even 16 years in hell. He said, I ain't spending my life here. I ain't living alone. Ain't breaking no rocks from the chain gang. I'm breaking out and heading home. I'm gonna make a jailbreak. And I'm looking towards the sky. I'm gonna make a jailbreak.
All in the name of liberty.
gun in his hand. Bullets started flying everywhere. People started to scream. Chasing spotlights, sirens, rifles firing, but he made it out with the bullet in his back.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Podcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Schei via Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Schei. It is 12:41 Pacific Time, and that was AC/DC with Jailbreak. We listened to the break. And, you know, going back into what has to be completely understood here is this is not law enforcement. There's no such thing as law enforcement. The government never had the authority to make laws that they could enforce on a civilian, what they call a civilian, but on an American national, a free man. Not a part of the government. I'm not a part of your military. You have no authority, no jurisdiction. That's what the word jurisdiction means. Who has jurisdiction? Who has the authority to confront you, to do anything to you? And it's only through the common law court. That's what's promised to us. It's not promised to us. It is guaranteed to us. It is as much a part of us as our fingers. The right to the common law and the common law jury, to the common law process of due process of law, to the procedural due process as written, and nothing erased from it. Absolutely. You will follow every bit of it. And it's written. In fact, it tells you exactly what must be done before you can confront an American national on any issue, before you can break the peace, their peace. You see, that's the only other charge that, you know, we talk about a true sheriff being sworn in. He would be in front of that common law judge because he is the sheriff of the town and of the common law court. That is the law of that town. And he swears that he will faithfully serve the papers of that court and that he will enforce the orders of that court. The only way an order can be obtained or the paperwork can happen is through the individual coming in and creating it. The court just can't create something. And no, there's just an entity together. Well, we've decided this is going to happen, and this is going to happen, and we're charging you with doing it. No authority. Violates the Ninth Article. Ninth Article says none of that could ever exist. So he, and the other, only other charge of the sheriff, that's why he's called a peace officer, is to keep the peace. Now, if he sees a breach of the peace, two fellers are fighting. If they're out on their own land somewheres, and you know, and they want to get, two guys want to go out there and beat the hell up, they want to beat each other to death. Ain't nobody's goddamn business but their own. They both came out there. They both wanted to fight. They wanted to do it. It's called mutual combat, and it's nobody's goddamn business. But if you're in town and you're breaking the peace, and you know, the peace of the community, then the sheriff, he can come in and he can pull you apart and he can arrest you for breaking the peace. Because why? Because you didn't settle it through the procedures, through the common law court. You didn't settle it through the law. Which, you can go back to dueling, the days of dueling. And man, things sure were a lot more honest back in them days. Now, the idea of dueling really is if two fellas want to walk out into a goddamn field and they both agree, we're coming out here, you're going to kill me, I'm going to kill you. This is, this cannot be settled any other way. You have gone beyond what I will stand, and I've gone beyond what you will stand. We mutually agree that we're going to shoot her out. And you go out there on private property, away from everybody else, and you go out there and you bring your seconds and you pick those pistols up. You pace off 10 paces, you turn, you point, and then the choice is, you've done it, you're there. Now, do you really want to kill that person? If you do, pull the trigger. If you miss or he shoots first, see, I was talking to a friend earlier today. I hadn't talked to him in a long time. Lives down in Arizona in Phoenix. And, he said, you knew he was talking about guns. And he goes, yeah, he said, man, you cannot believe, because I've known this person all my life. He goes, you cannot believe how polite things are down here now. He goes, everybody just treats everybody just excellent because everybody's got a fucking gun in their pocket. Everybody knows you're not going to bully. You're not going to, no bullshit. If you do something, you better be serious about it, because chances are that guy's got a gun in his pocket too. He said it is so polite down there, you wouldn't believe it, Henry. The thing is, if two fellas want to go out, it's none of nobody's goddamn business if they both agree to do it, to go out there and to shoot it out with one another. They're not in town. They're on their own, on private property. But see, they had to outlaw that. I wonder why they outlawed that. Because if you had a slime ball, you know, like a slime ball that was a corporate slime. It's when the corporate slime started coming in. And the corporate slime was going to take somebody's property away from him through a dirty deal, you know, that he'd worked out through the Masonic Lodge. You could walk up to a public place, just a regular feller, walk up there, and they call it your gauntlet, just a glove, and you smack that sumbitch upside the head with it and go, I challenge you to a duel. You'll show up or you're a coward. And see, that son of a bitch, see, he's the slime that he was. See, that's why the slime wasn't so bad in the day. Because then you'd have to be, that guy just walked up and he just smucked you in the face and called you a goddamn coward. And you did the dirty deed against him for sure through your Masonic Lodge and your buddies, but they can't save you in this instance. You either turn around and walk away, and everybody looking there knows that you are a fucking cowardly slime piece of shit. Or else you say, you'll be hearing from my second. And then you set up the duel and you go and see that this was real equality. And then you go out there and you pace it off, and you can kill that son of a bitch just like you could kill any other son of a bitch. Only his slime didn't work. See, the slime would never work in a system like that. But the reason that the sheriff can, you know, he has to preserve the peace because he is the court. I mean, it is the intent of the common law court to settle everything peaceably. That's why anybody that's against the Bill of Rights, you got to wonder why. Because it is the most important document ever written. I don't give a shit what nobody says. Here, these guys sit down and they say, here is how men and women, and here's how people can live among one another, believe what they want to believe, have their home as their own castle, be totally secure and at peace in their homes. Yet if there is a problem, here is the remedy through a peaceful process. Now you go outside that peaceful process and you become an outlaw, okay? And that's when the sheriff, I mean, like you rob somebody. Like they say this, the grocery store gets robbed. Somebody comes in and robs them and then they take off. That is a breach of the peace. He took that money from that fellow that owned that store. He took that without due process of the law. It becomes the court's business immediately. And it absolutely becomes the sheriff's charge immediately to restore that peace, to restore the order. So the sheriff, he calls on what it would be the town militia. That's what a posse is. That's what a posse's always been. And that's why you didn't need 10 million cops holding every son of a bitch's hand that wants to screw his neighbor and brag about it and think he can get away with it because they own the goddamn courts. It was the sheriff's posse. The sheriff called the posse and said, the peace has been breached. This man had his, what actually happened there? He had his property taken from him without due process of the law. This is what the whole premise is operating on. The militia is there to enforce the peace, to enforce the common law. The posse gets on their horses or their cars or whatever, and they go after the son of a bitch that broke the peace and took that person's money without due process of the law. It's robbery. And when they find him, if they want to shoot it out, well, you've already broke the peace. You surrender to the peace, come back and face the common law, or we will kill you. We have to. That's the only way to preserve the peace. And then with full authority, and it's righteous authority, because the peaceful means was there. If that store owner owed you $200, but that ain't the case. You just came and you wanted to take something from somebody that belonged to them without due process. And this is no different than these robbers on the side of the road with this asset forfeiture bullshit. What is the frickin' difference? When they come up and they take your shit from you on the side of the road, what's that? I mean, it's just like Trump saying, we'll take the guns and then we'll do the due process of the law. Well, that is not due process of the law, then, is it? That is a breach of the due process. It is a breach of the peace. When somebody comes to take from you without the you are guaranteed the protection of the common law. When they come to take something from you, whether it's to push you, to even come up and demand that you identify yourself, fuck you. Where's your paperwork? Who are you? What are you talking about? Well, I'm a state police. Well, there ain't no such thing as a state police because it isn't a part of the common law. State police was formed as a bodyguard for the goddamn governor. How did they ever get out here pointing guns at people and taking their shit from them? It sure isn't through the common law that we are absolutely guaranteed. Now, is it? There is no due process of the law. You just fucking robbed somebody. That's what you did. And this is what it has come to. When they are coming, they get out of their goddamn car, but they got a sidearm, they got a gun. But most of them got their hand already on it. Already on their gun. You know that son of a bitch is not from a common law court. The only way that you can be approached is through the common law court because you have your rights to your peace of mind and body by that common law, by the Bill of Rights, that the procedures must be followed before you can be bothered. But you know that son of a bitch. They know this too. Like I said, this is a union. I mean, it's no different than the Walmart cop. I mean, that's a Walmart hires a cop. And then the Walmart cop, he just decides to shoot you. Well, you know, he thought you were stealing something, so he shot you. And I mean, and this, just like the guy with the six pack of beer, so he shot you. Did you get your due process of the law? Did a jury decide your fate? Were there any paperwork filed, or just some son of a bitch come and shot you or killed a man over a six pack of beer? Now you have broken the peace. Why? Because you denied, he stole some beer from you, sure as shit. And you could have prosecuted him lawfully through the law, through the peaceful means of the Bill of Rights and the common law. You chose to go out and just kill him. You shot that man over a goddamn six pack of beer. You denied him. Well, you know, in this last article, they talked about the police bill of rights. Do you really? You mean something that can't even exist, bill of rights? A corporate bill of rights that supersedes the people's common law bill of rights and common law courts and jurisdiction? Because that's what we're talking about here. That is an enemy soldier. Anybody coming to do that is subverting your country. When you subvert that Bill of Rights, that is the goddamn country. That is the cornerstone of our civilization here. That is your freedom and liberty. And that son of a bitch knows what he's doing. He's all puffed up with the fact that he's going to do it and fuck your rights. They've already took your Bill of Rights and said, watered up and said, fuck that. We'll do what we want to do. And it is I've always called it this, the international corporate mafia. You know, everybody acts like, you know, after Al Capone and then I think, what was it, John Gotti, he was the last big one that was on TV. You know, the Dons and all that stuff. Oh, there's just no more mafia. The mafias is all gone. No. What happened was the mafia put INC behind their names and took over the fucking governments. And now isn't that what we're looking at here? I mean, you look at the insurance rackets. Everything is a racket in this country. We've talked about it before, right down to just goddamn normal people dealing with one another in each other's daily lives. How do you get ahead? Well, you screw somebody. That's how. You don't do honest work and get a good reputation. More people, you know, you get paid more for your work because you're better at it and build a reputation and deal honestly with people and make your way and earn. You see, because that dirty old nasty mammon comes into play. And you know, the coin money that we were supposed to have. We were supposed to have money coined by us. Debt-free money. So across exchange, nobody's making money that's just sitting there on their ass printing stuff and passing out paper. They're not making 95% of the profit. It's just like these goddamn charities. The charities out there, well, you know, you actually, you only have to give, you know, like, you know, you want to, everybody's got to, you know, the decent folk in this country, they have a soul. They have morals. And you see somebody hurting, man, you want to help them. I mean, it's in our nature. We are good people. They'll only show you the bad. But I tell you, the good out here outweighs the bad, and they know it. But you want to help people. And this is more that 501c3 back around to the same bullshit. Now, see, when that preacher, he went over there and he joined with the goddamn government. See, he, you know, he gets to take the tidings. And when I say exercise in commerce, I mean, he gets to take that money and he can make money with money. He can monetize it. You know, he can act like a banker. He is an agent of the state. And then again, you know, we were talking yesterday, how do they get in your family life? It's when that ain't a preacher. Once they join that 501c3, that's an agent of the state. When you go into that church, that is not a church. That is a state office. It's a state office. And you see, that's why when the queers walk up and they say, well, you know, and why do, see the queers, you know, they're sitting there. Yeah, the thing is, you know, like I said, it's a religious ceremony. And under the common law, I mean, that's why they have that, they threw in that common law marriage thing after 2 years, you know, in all these states. You don't have to have the government's permission. Nobody's goddamn permission to live with somebody and have sex with them, have kids with them, whatever you fucking want to do. It's none of their business. But when you enter that third party in there, you see that the third party becomes the controller. It becomes, because if there's a dispute in the contract between the two, because at first there's not supposed to be no contract. And this is why the queers, when the queer walks in there, it's like the queer walk in, man, like I said, In the privacy of your own home, no matter how disgusting I might find it or you might find it, you can do whatever you want. It's like I said, if you want that Bible to be the law in your home, it is. It's your home. It's where you're at peace. It's where you rule. Right? But when the church became a government institution, because that's what they did. That's why you had to have to get the permission, you know, you had to get the marriage license. You had to get a license, a permission to get married. Before that, you went to the church and you were just getting a blessing from God on your marriage in front of the congregation, the people that were a part of the covenant of your church. and a blessing from God, and you know, and the promise of your of the people around you that they're going to help you all along the way, and they're going to support you, and that's all it was. There was no, the church had no bind. You didn't have to go to the, I mean, divorces now. I mean, through the church, when you divorce through the church, I mean, you both could become excommunicated in some churches, because church law was church law inside the church when it was still a church, before it became a government institution. That's why, you know, if you wanted, it was your choice to go in that church. If you wanted to go in that church, then you had to agree to be, you were joining a fellowship of people who were of the same thought. And they were, they agreed that we're going to worship this way, and we're going to believe this way, and we all agree on it. And this is what we believe is going to get us to heaven. And, but if you broke their rules inside that church, they could excommunicate you. You think you could go down and file a charge against them? No, it's just like you kicking somebody out of your house. That was the power of the church before it became a government institution. Once they became government institutions through the 501c3, see, they could engage in commerce. They could buy estates. They could build fortunes and build power and get into the government, build more power, and going against each other in the goddamn power structure of the government, which was never supposed to be. The churches are guilty of violating the first article of the Bill of Rights. They could not join with the goddamn government. Even if the government invited them, they had to say yes. It takes two to tango, and it took two to break that law. But when them queers come into that church and demand to get married, hell yes, you got to marry them. Why? Because you're not a church. You're a government institution. It's like two queers coming in to get a driver's license because you accepted that goddamn contractual bullshit that you have to have their permission to drive down the road. And see, the thing is, they made marriage, once they got the churches into the 501c3s, then they started working it into the government to where, if you're married, you pay less taxes, which they could never charge you in the first place because they had already brought you into the corp. In violation of the ninth article. You're already in it. And so the two queers, they say, we live together. We do freaky shit. You know, at any rate, we want those tax breaks. That's what this was always all about. We want the same benefit from that government institution that the man and the woman get. And so they can walk into that 501c3 church, which isn't a church, but which is a government institution, and demand the same contract. And demand the same goddamn service that the man and the woman can. That's where the church has sold you out, people. The churches were sovereign, Henry. But the thing is, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, sorry. This is Katie. Anyway, you brought up the COPS Bill of Rights. I just had to mention, did you know there's a taxpayer Bill of Rights? Have you ever seen that on the IRS?
Yeah, I've seen it. There's all kinds of Bill of Rights. There's only one Bill of Rights, and the government doesn't grant it. The government doesn't write it. It belongs to the people. It belongs to the people exclusively apart from the government. That's what kept us apart from the government, to make sure that, but, and the, like I said, the sell on the government to even have the government in the first place. And in the first place, they sold the Confederacy. Why? So that because there were border wars in this country. I mean, like, on the frontiers, there was constantly wars between, different, where's Indiana going to be as opposed, to Ohio. These guys are fighting the border wars and shit, over this, who's got the jurisdiction? Whose land is it? So the whole idea of the Confederation was, hey, man, we got to become one thing here so that we can have, so that we're not fighting and killing each other. And again, that's why the first article was put in the Bill of Rights, because there were so many denominations. We talked about it yesterday, but it was the churches. It was the churches, and nobody can argue this. The churches, the church by themselves. See, when the church sat there by itself, they were powerful. The churches were all powerful in this country. They did. I mean, it was controlled by the churches. It was a Christian nation. But when the churches joined with the government, they lost their status as churches. But the preacher. You see, the preacher, he took the tidings in, and the people, they provided him a home. They made sure the preacher was taken care of, but he never built no fortune. That wasn't what he was there for. The whole idea of the church was to serve the poor, the thing with Jesus and all that, to help people, to make things better for everybody. But then when the 501c3 hit, then you got people like Billy Graham. You got people like that Joel, whatever his name is. You know, you got these people and they build these goddamn big empires. These people are riding around in limousines. And that, then that was what not what the church being a part of the common law was about. It was to actually protect from that, to keep the churches honest. The church was like another house, but it was the house of God. And it had the same protection that your house had and that you had. It was within the common law. But they chose, because then that preacher that would, you know, that he would have, you know, the things he needed, because like I said, it was a rich country. The preachers in this country, they had everything they needed. They had the homes. I mean, the garden, people, you know, they were taken well care of. But there was the greed. It was, what was it? Mammon. Mammon. So after the 501c3, the church, you know, they build it. It's a corporation. And then once him being the head CEO of that, and by the way, no taxes corporation. Boy, that was quite an incentive. You don't even have to pay no taxes and you're going to get engaged in commerce. Will you do it, church? Will you sell the people out? And once they got it all going, then the preacher, he becomes the CEO. And instead of, you know, maybe the people say, you know, we want to make sure the preacher has money in his pocket. So, you know, they'd talk it, the church elders would talk it over and they'd say, you know, back in the day, you know, it would be like what would be a middle class salary. You know, every month this much is going to go to the preacher for his, he's got things he's got to have too, food, clothes, what might have you. He should have his own money in his pocket and he could, and it was nobody's goddamn business, wasn't the government's business. But once he became the head CEO of that corporation, he set his own salary. There was a board of three of them. And they could all set their own salaries. And then they could start investing in properties and shit until you get what you got down on the border now, where you have these huge illegal violations of the First and Ninth Article institutions. They're facilitating an invasion into your country as I speak. This is what corrupted the country. And this is what the first step was, of removing the common law to the point. Tell these corporations that everyone, all these, any one of them that comes at you in one of these funky cars, you know, with the little lights on and they're fucking phony little clothes and shit. And with that gun, they have no authority. They can't have any authority because you're guaranteed the common law and they can't be from it because they're not of the common law court. They were not sworn in a common law court to enforce the rulings and serve the papers of the court. That was only, and keep the peace. That was it. That was all they could have. That's all we chose that for ourselves. That's how we were going to run it. And these corporations, the international corporate mafia, now they're just so, it's so blatant. It's right in your face. I mean, this like voters in midterm elections report watching their ballots mysteriously switch, all this crazy. Is somebody else going to go out there and vote? Because every time you go out and you vote, you are the ones that are giving consent to the tyranny. That's what all you can do with your vote at this point is to give consent to tyranny, because it's all tyranny. You, until you have your rights as it, until you are human beings again, until you are sovereigns with rights to own property and stuff, you're nothing. You don't matter. All you can do is consent to your own slavery. That's all you can do unless you fight them. We're past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. But that's the thing that you got to get into people's minds, is to let them know that the difference between the common law court and what a sheriff is and a constable is and what these corporations have done in violation of the Ninth Article that says that we will, the first thing is that the Bill of Rights says we will always have the common law. The people will live in the common law. We will have our procedural due process and we will be left alone. And they have breached that. They have thrown up that middle finger and said, fuck you. We're running this goddamn joint. You do not have a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. You have a corporate monarchy is what it is, being run as a totalitarian military dictatorship is what you have. And every one of them coming at you is coming without authority. They can't have it because the authority's been removed when the courts were removed. So all they can be is a goddamn enemy combatant. And that is the word from the trenches.